Today, I'll be Ezra Hashem be learning the Chaf Aleph of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Some of the topics we will learn about today include the concept of Yom Tov Sheni in the diaspora, certain guidelines for when to make a leap year based on seasonal calculations, the halacha that the witnesses may be Mechal Shabbos on their way to testify about sighting the new moon so that Bezdin can proclaim Rosh Chodesh, but the messengers may not be Mechal Shabbos on their way to inform the outlying areas of Rosh Chodesh so that they could observe Yom Tov properly. Sources in the Torah for this halacha, and further discussion about this topic. A Gadik discussion about the high spiritual level that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher to attain in his lifetime. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Shana Mu'beres. The Torah states, Shamer es Chodesh Aviv, v'asisa Pesach l'Hashem l'kecha. From where we learn now that we should take precautions that the Yom Tov HaPesach should always fall out in the spring. This is accomplished by adding a second month of Adar, according to our set calendar, 7 times out of every 19 years, in order to synchronize the lunar calendar with the solar calendar, which runs for approximately 11 days longer each year than its counterpart lunar calendar. Eides HaChodesh. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the new month would be determined by the Sanhedrin, which sat in the Lishkas HaGazas. When witnesses observed a new moon, they would travel to Yerushalayim to testify before Beis Din. After questioning them to determine their accuracy, the Beis Din would pronounce the beginning of the new month. Once the new month was proclaimed, Beis Din would send messengers to inform the rest of Eretz Yisrael and beyond, specifically in those months which contain Yom Tovim or fast days that are dependent upon the date of the month. Bir Chametz. Aside from the Isra of eating Chametz on Pesach, there are also 2 lavin which prohibit owning chametz on Pesach, which are Bal Yirah u Bal Yimatzeh. This of Bal Yirah is learned from the pasuk Lo Yirah Lecha Chametz, V'Lo Yirah Lecha Aser B'Chol Gevulecha. The Yisra of Bal Yimatzeh is learned from the pasuk Shivas Yamim Sar Le Yimatzeh B'Vatechem. Since one is prohibited from having chametz in their possession on Pesach, plus the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, he must remove or destroy all chametz before Pesach.